The Metro Gold Line Foothill Extension from Pasadena to Azusa is progressing right on schedule, bringing thousands of jobs and pumping up the economy of the San Gabriel Valley. With us now, Habib Bailey, and the CEO of the Metro Gold Line Foothill Extension. Thank you very much for joining us, and give us an update on what's happened with this impressive project over the past year.
Well, over the past year, we've started construction on the freeway Gateway Bridge. This is the iconic freeway structure being built in Arcadia, between Santa Anita and Baldwin in the city of Arcadia on the 210 freeway. It's a magnificent structure designed by artist Andrew Leister, who's worked with the community, worked with Caltrans to develop a very interesting bridge that is reflective of the Native American cultures that inhabited the Foothill area, you know, hundreds of years ago. That construction started, as you mentioned, you were at the groundbreaking back in July of 10. And now that work is well underway. There's about 8 months more worth of work before it's completed, and then it'll be turned over to the design build contractor who will build the rest of the alignment. And that's another exciting aspect of this past year. We awarded a $480 million contract to the Kiewit Parsons team who will design and build the 11.5-mile alignment. And that work is now under design. They're going to be starting a real hard construction out there in the next couple months, and then they'll be up to full tilt on activities by the end of next summer.
Tell us about the economic impact of all this. How many jobs are being generated by this big project?
Well, a project of this size, it's roughly a $735 million project when you add everything into the package, and that generates well over $1 billion worth of activity. Just in jobs alone, it's about 7,000 jobs over the four-year period of this construction, 2,600 in construction alone. So obviously in L.A. County that's been so hard hit by the poor economy, this is significant, and we're happy that we're able to jumpstart this project by having the ability through Measure R funds to get the project online very, very quickly.
All right, and what do you see ahead for 2012?
2012 is a lot of activity, a lot of heavy construction in the alignment, and a lot of planning. When I say planning, this project, for every dollar that's spent on a public works project like this, it really results in $4 worth of actual spending and development that will be created by virtue of this project. So when you build a project like this, these cities now are planning for the future. They're looking at areas around each of the stations in all of these foothill cities where there will be development, there'll be residential, there'll be multi-use, all planned around the future of this foothill extension. So it's very important for planning, for building up density around the stations, and for building better cities along the foothill extension.
Yeah, and give us the big picture how this will fit into the overall transit picture here in Southern California.
Well, this will tie the San Gabriel Valley into downtown now because the phase one of the Gold Line, as you know, only goes to the eastern part of Pasadena. So now folks in the San Gabriel Valley will have some transit options. Instead of getting on the 10, the 60, or the 210, they'll have an opportunity of going downtown through another system. And then when you look at the big picture through Measure R and all the passage of Measure R, there will be several other lines that are going to be built, and one of the most important ones is the downtown connector. And that will tie all of the systems in the hub of downtown with the red line, with the gold line, with the blue line. And once that's in place in the next several years, you're going to see L.A. have a transit system that will rival many of the others around the country and around the world.
All right, and give us an update on when do you expect the Metro Gold Line Foothill Extension to be completed?
We'll complete construction midpoint 2015. Then Metro, we turn it over to Metro, and Metro will test it and prepare it for operation. So we're very hopeful that shortly after the turnover, Metro will put it into full operation. So it'll be very important for the San Gabriel Valley cities to have that started as soon as possible.
Well, Habib Bailey, we do appreciate the update and look forward to staying in touch with you as this project comes to completion. The Metro Gold Line Foothill Extension Construction Authority CEO, Habib Bailey, and thank you very much. All the best to you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Frank.